She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. Ooh, and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy. We want to welcome you, Woman Act Now Radio, with Coach Anna McCoy and my sidekick, Ms. Shauna Stallworth. We want to welcome those viewers who are watching us via our live broadcast as well today. And I know, listen, you can go back to the website and you can watch this live while it's going, but this is a pre-recorded show today that will replay at 1 o'clock today. For those, I have a commitment, but I wanted to stay committed to what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve as it relates to Get Optimistic About Living, Sister, this month. And that's what we've been talking about in Woman Act Now Radio. So today we are going to be speaking to you about working on your priorities. Why is this so important? You know why. If you were on that 15 minutes to Destiny call, or perhaps maybe you were participating on conversations with Coach, we were talking about time management and all of these issues, then you know what we're talking about when we talk about working on those priorities. So we want to invite you to stay tuned today and to listen in, because this is towards the end of the month and we will be culminating our experience in our Woman Act Now meeting on Friday, January the 29th, 2010. So in case you listen to this or you download it later, you'll know what we're talking about. We have a meeting every Friday night, not every Friday, every last Friday of the month in Dallas, Texas. Yes. That's our headquarters. We also have a new chapter in Orlando, Florida, which meets every other month. We'll be launching in Atlanta, Georgia in April of this year, and looking for more leaders like yourself who can prioritize your life and take on one more thing to help someone else and yourself achieve your dreams and visions in life. So I don't want to belabor or delay our topic today, which is working on priorities. One of the things that I want to go over today and spend more time in helping you understand is, certainly we'll talk about our priority flow chart. I've made that available to you on our website at womanactnow.com in the member area for you to be able to download, and to, if you'll just put it in your planner, and it'll help you to go through that master list of tasks that you need to execute on and start to eliminate or delegate or discard them altogether if they are unimportant, they're not urgent, and that you need to get done. So we want to make sure that you get that tool. In addition, there are some other tools there for you on balancing those tasks, your daily your daily tasks. And so that's also important for you to be able to go through and to be able to identify which tasks you should be doing. So we're going to talk about a lot of things today. I want to just do a short review of our month. For our first week, we talked about review, reposition, and reconnect. And the whole objective there was getting you to take a look at where you were coming out of 2009, where you want it to be, how you're going to get there, what you're going to do, and how you'll really be able to achieve those things that you desire. So when we look at reviewing where you are, then recommitting, recommitting yourself to those things that perhaps you didn't do, or life happened, and guess what? You needed to make an adjustment. So now we're talking about reposition so that you can recommit in this new year, 2010, which we have dedicated to finishing it. That is our theme. What does that mean to you, Shauna, to finish it?
That means to get it done, to do it. Don't worry about anything in the past. You can't change it. Worry about right now and do it, sister, do it.
And get it done. So we want to be finishers. We want to be do-it girls. We're going to finish things that we started, whether it was last year or 20 years ago. We want you to get something done, to reach back into really whoever you are, the wells of your soul, and say, what was that thing I started? Mm-hmm. That's what we want you to reach into and say, I'm going to finish it this year. But guess what, ladies? The only way you can finish it is in your ability to be able to prioritize your life and prioritize the activities that you are doing so that you can get more done easier, faster, and smarter. So the second week we talked about this month, balancing life's goals. Balancing life's goals in the perspective of why are we so pressed? What's pushing us to be people to want to find balance, to even set goals? What did you learn out of that teaching, Shauna, about balancing life's goals?
Well, the most important thing I learned was number one was to understand as it relates to your priorities, knowing what's really a priority, knowing when you need to either trash something or delegate it and put it aside, and to schedule in some fun.
Schedule in some fun. When we talked about balancing your life's goals, one of the things that we talked about was that whole balance and frustration. Mm-hmm. Frustration being, and identifying frustration as a barrier to your goals. And just like Shauna said, oftentimes we don't schedule fun time in our schedule. This whole drive of wanting to finish it, wanting to be women who finish it. I'm going to get it done. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be disciplined, and I'm just going to get this done. Well, at the same time, all of the getting things done can become so overwhelming in our lives, and I certainly had that experience this week on our conversations with Coach, and really just being transparent with the women to let them know, you know, even as Coach, we need coaching ourselves, and we feel the same thing that you feel about getting things done and feeling so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So in our second week, when we talked about balancing life's goals, we talked about making sure that this whole thing that's driving us, what's pushing you to do this, comes from a term that we call homeostasis that was taught to me by my mentor. And this is this whole need for relieving internal pressure. The body must have balance. Mm-hmm. The body, the molecules, the atoms, everything, your DNA, what you're made of, is calling for balance in your life. And you're responding to that pressure. So in order to find balance, you've got to do something. You've either got to impress upon someone else. You either have to project your ideas, your feelings, because you're trying to relieve that internal pressure. Mm-hmm. And you and I had the opportunity, as I was explaining this to you before I even began to teach it to the ladies, is what is that internal pressure like? That internal pressure was the fact that I gave you an example of when you feel angry. Mm-hmm. What is that feeling? That's all of those molecules and cells and your DNA starting to bubble up, and they're moving around. You got my molecules moving.
It's like an inward pain. It's pressure. It's you moving. Feel it all in here. It's coming all up to your throat.
Because you know what, ladies? It's got to come out. You know what we're talking about. So even when you're trying to achieve your dream and your vision, you're trying to get some things done in your life, guess what? It's trying to come out of you. It's trying to make you birth that dream. It's trying to make you give to the world what belongs to the world. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to keep it. So when we talked about that balancing life's goals, that was to help you to empower you to understand it's more than us writing a task list. It's more than us prioritizing and trying to make sure we do all of this stuff. Something on the inside, it's the internal gauge that God has given us, this homeostasis, that he put this thermometer on the inside of us so that we can recognize when something's wrong, when something's been disturbed, when something is stirring us up, so that we can either correct it, we can deal with it, or we can birth it. And so at the same time, we want you to be able to birth your dreams and balance your life's goals and know where that's coming from. Where is it being derived from? Then in our third week, do you remember we talked about time management? Oh, my God, we got a lot of conversation about that, how to manage our time. And I was challenged. I'm challenged today with time, trying to be somewhere when I have other obligations and overcommitting. So being challenged with time and learning how to balance that time and measure your time. So we talked about time currency, as using time as your currency. What is the value of your minute? So now you hearing us kind of replaying and kind of reviewing all of this, you want to go back and listen to the last 3 weeks of our programming here on Woman Act Now Radio with Anna and Shauna. So you want to go back and listen to that. So, and there were many call-ins, and I'm certainly going to miss all of my ladies calling in today and speaking with you on this matter of priorities. But again, I have some other priorities that I want to make sure that I'm able to keep. But in talking about time management, we encourage you to evaluate what is your time, your minute worth. What is that minute worth? And when we think about it, one of the ladies that on our conversations with Coach, she said, you know what, Coach, it was so sobering to do that formula. It was very, very sobering because when I did it, I recognized the people who always call me and I knew they were wasting my time. Guess what? I'm cutting them off. I may talk to them for a minute or so. I'm like, every minute I was thinking, oh, my gosh, she's costing me $33 or she's costing me $50. You know, every minute I'm wasting my time talking to her, you're costing me money because time is what? Currency. So now we're to this week. This is what we're talking about this week is prioritizing your workflow, learning how to work on those priorities. And it was very clear to me, many of us are challenged with the ability of even identifying what a task is. So I want to encourage you, again, to go to the website, womanactnow.com, go to our member area, and you can download or look up, priorities. Our task, and you're going to get all the information there that's available to you for prioritizing your task. We have the flow chart on the website for you to download, as well as some additional things that we're going to go over today. So let's talk about this prioritizing a task flow chart, working on priorities. Are you challenged daily in knowing what and when to do those things on your eternal task list? That's really the crunch of our message today. Are you consistently challenged trying to reduce that eternal task list, that master list, no matter what you call it, those lists that are all over your offices, that are on sticky notes, that are, you know, in the back of your checkbook, on the back of a napkin, or whatever the case, are you challenged, simply challenged in knowing, listen carefully, what to do and when to do those things on your eternal task list? Prioritizing tasks is as important as setting goals. Now, tell me why that's important, Shauna.
It's important, number one, because there are things that need to get done, and out of sight is out of mind. You have things all over the place. You mentioned the sticky notes on the napkins or on stickies all over your office. They may be in your bedroom. They may be in the back of your checkbook, as you said. But all of those things are important as to the fact that they have to get done. Now, when they get done is the question.
When they get done is absolutely right, because when we spend, what's amazing to me is we spend weeks and weeks thinking about things we've got to do. We've done it. We are certainly guilty of it. We spend time brainstorming, strategic planning, woman thinking everything, flap doodling, and finding ways to avoid the no more pie syndrome. And still feel that we are not making progress. Can anybody hear me now? Yes, indeed. So all of these different things that are great tools, great concepts, great principles, But at the same time, one of the keys that will help you break through the setbacks really is to develop the habit of prioritizing your tasks, which directly affect your ability to achieving your short and your long-term goals. Now, this is important to me, too, Shauna, is because, again, we're guilty of, let's spend all this time with planning, strategic planning, and then you can't prioritize. You don't know what to do first.
Right.
What tasks to do first. Mm-hmm. So I recognize, even in preparation and preparing for this and studying more about these tasks and how difficult it was for people, how difficult it is
mm-hmm.
for us to prioritize, and how important it is for us to prioritize so that we can achieve those goals.
Because mm-hmm. everything you write down to you seems like it's an immediate task, like you have to get it done right now, like it's high priority.
Well, when you think about that, because we're going to cover that, we're going to talk about, and I think that this was the distinguishing piece for that, is mm-hmm. the fact that we're going to define, is it urgent, is it important?
Mm-hmm.
Is it urgent and important, or is it just urgent or important,
mm-hmm.
or is it necessary at all?
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the ways that we're going to determine how to prioritize a
mm-hmm.
task. So we want to help you really begin to identify some of the challenges that you might be facing when it comes to prioritizing tasks. So I think the first thing that we ought to talk about, Shauna, really is if you don't understand how to prioritize on an A, B, or C level, or 1, 2, or 3, it doesn't matter what calendar, what planning system you pick up, what time management class you go to,
mm-hmm.
everybody assumes we know how to prioritize a task.
Yeah.
They'll say, just make it an A, a B, or a C task, leaving it to you to determine, well, should I go to the doctor first or should I feed the dog?
Right.
What is it going to be?
Right.
Which one is more important? Which one is necessary now? So when we think about just a couple of things that we have to do when it comes to our task, maybe this flow chart will really help you if you use it. So we want to make sure that we show you how to do it. So one of the things that I recognize, and I used to really attach this to prioritizing tasks,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, I've done that whole example of, you know, where no matter what, you know, this is what it's like, you, those who are watching me, and what I'm doing is I'm picking up several things that are on my desk, and I'm just giving those things to Shauna. And oftentimes, if you're looking at this via the video, you'll see that Shauna just keeps taking everything, okay, without asking a question. She's not asking anything. She's just taking it because oftentimes when we're in a subordinate role,
mm-hmm.
we feel that if our manager, or our boss, or our spouse, or whoever it is has come to us and say, hey, I need you to do this,
mm-hmm.
then you know what? We just need to take everything they give us
mm-hmm.
without asking the question, why am I doing this? Oh, see what happened? You might have heard. She dropped something. And eventually, guess what? Something's going to drop through the cracks. Something is not going to get done. Why? Because she has too much stuff she has accepted. Too much stuff she's trying to do. She's got things on her head, on her lap, under her feet, whatever the case may be. And eventually, you know what? You've got to stop that and say, let's start to define, what do you want me to do with this task? So if you're looking at us via video, you can see that she's holding something in her hand. And instead of taking all of these things, because some of those tasks, those are all those pieces that she has in her hand, and she's got a lot of stuff in her hand right now, probably 10 items that I've given her on her lap, in her hand, on her head. And guess what? The questions we've got to begin to ask concerning every single one of those is, basically, we have to identify what we see here is conflict. There's just a bunch of conflict. If I told her, now I need you to go and get something for me, but carry all those tasks with you, we've got some conflict here. We've got conflict with the watch and, you know, here's some chapstick she's holding. But guess what? If I take one, I might cause all of those to go awry. They just might, she might lose it all and just everything goes to nothing. And that's what it's like most times in our lives. We'd rather just do nothing than do anything at all because we're so overwhelmed with the task in our lives. But here's the way we're going to start to change this. We're going to look at a task like this one. This represents a task she's giving back to me, or she's saying to herself, what tasks need input from others? So I want to ask this question. do I need anybody else to help me with this? And for her, the answer is yes at this point, because guess what? Even if she wanted to, she couldn't make this function the way it needed to function.
Right.
So now she needs help. So if I need help, which tasks require that I can only do?
Mm-hmm.
Which tasks can I delegate? Well, this one requires that she really delegates it to someone else. So again, we fail because we walk away with a handful of tasks that we scramble to complete without the knowledge of knowing what to do first. And so
mm-hmm.
she's got to start to asking which one of these is more important. Because here's the issue. The issue is simply this. If she cannot identify the conflict, or if she can't figure out which one needs to go first, something's going to fall through the cracks. Something's
mm-hmm.
going to end up on the floor. Whether it's a client that's going to be underserved, whether you're not going to respond to a proposal soon enough, something's going to end up on the floor. And so in this case, we've got to ask for a second opinion. She's got to go back to her boss, and
mm-hmm.
I'm representing that boss now. And what are you going to do, Shauna?
I'm going to ask which one is the greatest priority.
So of all these I have in my hand,
mm-hmm.
start trying to sort these priorities.
Okay. This is the task that you gave me on yesterday.
Yes.
Can you tell me how soon or what is the deadline for this task?
Well, I really don't need that right now.
Okay.
It was just something I was working on yesterday.
Okay.
But I've solved that problem. So let me take that back from you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, now that I need done right away.
Okay.
That's really important.
Okay, this is really important. And let me ask you this. What all is required for this task?
Well, I need a lot of things on that one. We can get back to that, but that's really important. I really need you to do that for me now.
Okay, and now means today or can now be tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is good because I really don't need it to next week, but it's really important.
Oh, okay. If you don't need it till next week then. You gave me this other task that you said that had to be done today.
Yeah, let me get this one from you, too, because I really don't need that either.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, wow, got a lot of tasks there.
Right. If this isn't done until next week, this needs to be done today. Can I postpone this until the end of the week?
Well, no. See, I need this one first.
Right, but this one needs to be done next week, and you said that you needed it now. So
yeah, but I'm really concerned if I don't get it by the end of this week, it's going to put me too much pressure on me next week.
Okay, well, that's
see, girl, did you drop something else
I
in the crack? So, ladies, are you hearing us? So when you're thinking about all these different tasks, and if you're watching us via the live broadcast, you'll see an even more example of being a person who's catching and taking everything from
mm-hmm.
people without clarifying what needs to be done. And guess what? If you're picking all these things up off of your own plate in your
mm-hmm.
own environment because they're things that you feel are so important for you to do, then guess what? You've got to be asking yourself the same questions. Is it necessary? Or which task do I need input from others? Can somebody else do it? Can I delegate it to someone? Or is it something I can only do myself? And so when it comes to conflicts between priorities, sometimes you do need that second opinion. And I want to encourage you again to please go to the website, womanactnow.com, to the Woman Act Now member area, and you will be able to download these notes that we're talking about on prioritizing a task. You can even follow along with us as well. So I want to get to prioritizing a task. And before I get there, I want to identify what task A, B, or C is, or what 1, 2, or 3. Currently in our notes, we have A, B, and C. But what's so important, I think, is that when we identify a task, first of all, let's speak a general language.
Okay,
when we speak that general language, it makes us so much easier. It makes it so much easier for us to be able to execute. And that's what this is about. Remember, our theme is Finish It for 2010. We are doing things to try to help you, to equip you to finish it. And being able to prioritize those tasks are going to help you finish it. So let me identify, first of all, what a task A is. A task A, or a type A task, really is something that is important and urgent. Now, what does that mean? Just like we went through this example, Shauna is saying that, you know what, I kept saying using the words, and people do this all the time to you, using the words, that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important to me. That's really important to me. But what does important and urgent really, really mean? I think there are a couple of things that will help you to define what urgent and important is. Mm-hmm. You will have to ask yourself another question. And while I'm identifying this, I'm also going to kind of walk through a little bit of the flow chart. Because the two questions that you have to ask yourself, do you need to complete it today? What does that question answer? That question simply answers what?
It lets you know how important it really is. Because if it doesn't need to be done today, that means that it's not really urgent, which means that it's not really an A task. So it gives you some flexibility mm-hmm. on your schedule or on your task list as to when you can actually do it.
Well, you know, Sean, your response to that led us right down the flow chart or down that area. When we're talking about the flow chart, ladies, we have a flow chart here for you. You can go down on download it on our website. If you can't see this, but you can download it on the website. That's going to help you really be able to walk through those tasks so that you understand. But one of the points that Shauna made for us is that, you know what, if I answer that question, do I need it today? Do I need to complete it today? Mm-hmm. The key and the operative word there is what?
Is do I need to.
Do I need to what, though?
Complete it today.
Today. The operative word is completing when? Today. Okay? Do I need it today? If I don't need it today, then I'm either going to answer yes or no to this. And mm-hmm. that's going to help me determine what a type A task is. Mm-hmm. And so if it's yes, then you're going to take immediate action. Mm-hmm. If it's no, then you're going to ask yourself another question. That question is there a deadline to work towards?
Mm-hmm. And that's important. Always get a deadline, because if you don't get a deadline, I guarantee you, you're going to feel like it's an A task.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And so that simply helps us now put that same type A task that we thought, mm-hmm. moving it now to a what?
A B
task. Mm-hmm. A B or a C. And if it has a deadline on it, guess what? It definitely is a B task.
Yes.
However, it's probably not a C because it does have a deadline attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about what is a type A task, a type A task will answer the question, it is urgent and important because it has a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Is the deadline today? If you can answer yes to that question, you need to take immediate action, or you need to find immediate action space or execution mm-hmm. space or intentional implementation space on your calendar so that you can do it when? Today. Why? Because you said mm-hmm. or someone else has directed you that this task is what? Urgent and important. Okay, is that making sense?
Yes.
Is that helpful?
Yes.
That is helping me, Sean.
Me too, Coach.
Because we're saying, wow, okay, I think I'm getting it too. Because I have the same issue you have, is trying to figure out which one of these is priority. Well, I just answered the question for myself, and I hope you heard the answer for yourself too. Ask yourself the question, is it required for today? Do I need to complete it to get today? Because what you're going to find out as we continue our discussions today, you will find out that there's a way to balance these tasks. There's a way to handle your A, B, and C tasks in your day. And that's also located on WomanActNow in the .com in our member area on the same page. Whenever you go to one of these, we've attached it to the other one, so it'll be easy for you to find it. So that will help you to balance those tasks. But let's go back to type B tasks. How are we going to differentiate what's a B and an A? I think we've kind of worked our way through that flow chart to start to help us, but I think this is helpful talking through it.
Mm-hmm.
So if, in fact, we ask our question, is it required today? Do I need to complete it today? Then we have also identified that it's important and it's urgent. Because I tell you, one of the hardest things to understand was mm-hmm. Stephen Covey's four quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important? Is it urgent? Is it not important? Is it not urgent? You know what I mean? What is all that? We're just trying to say, listen, answer the question, is it necessary? Do you need to complete it today? Then if you got to do it today, then you already know this is important and urgent.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get it done and take immediate action. So now let's take a moment to identify type B tasks. Type B tasks are tasks that are either important or urgent, mm-hmm. but not both. Whew, that's a good one. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I know you know this and you've heard it before, mm-hmm. but again, let's talk about it. It's in either or, it's either important or it's urgent, but it's not both.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got to really think about how are you defining importance and urgency?
Oh, that's good.
Okay? What does that mean? Do they mean the same thing to you? Let's go through the chart and see what that really means. So is the task urgent or important? The next question, if it's yes, is there a deadline to work toward? If the answer is yes, then you need to set time aside to complete the task. Then you need to set time to really complete the task. Or if there is no deadline to work towards, then you need to set a realistic deadline, because mm-hmm. what you said is that this is either important or urgent. It's pretty clear that if there is no deadline, then it's not urgent.
Right.
Urgency has to do with time. It means a deadline. It means mm-hmm. some kind of time frame that has been set mm-hmm. towards that particular task. And if you have no time frame, then guess what? This task is important to you, but it's it's not urgent. There's no time attached to it. So, I mean, I can do it when I want to, but because it's so important to me, then it's not a C task.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right.
It's got to be either important or urgent. So it's got to be important or time-oriented. Which one is it? Does it mean if it's time-oriented, that means that it's something that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask yourself that question, is the task urgent mm-hmm. or important? If you can say yes, and the only way you can say yes to that is you've got to have a deadline, you've got to have an importance factor. Why is this important? Let's give some examples to make it easier for people.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for instance, that master task list, everything is important.
Right.
Okay, because we made it, right? That's what we think.
Right.
So now we've sorted through all of our A tasks. Now mm-hmm. we're going through these tasks and we see we still have some things left.
Mm-hmm.
So is it important or is it urgent? Remember this, urgency has to do with time. Is it something that is driven by time? For example, a person's birthday is both important, but is it urgent?
No.
But could it be important and urgent? Because it has a time factor attached to it.
Yes.
What was a B or C priority based on time
mm-hmm.
and time passing could move up your ranking right. of priorities.
Right.
Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's simple in the sense that if it's a birthday, remember I told you important or urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, urgent means, guess what, the birthday's tomorrow, it's important to you, so it's now what, a priority what? A, because it's both important and urgent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, for instance, the birthday is 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important and urgent now?
It's important, may not be urgent.
So what you then, at this point, 2 weeks out,
mm-hmm.
because it's important because you want to develop the relationship, you want to maintain that relationship,
mm-hmm.
you want to give a gift, whether it's to your spouse or your friend
mm-hmm.
or to a client,
mm-hmm.
then you want to remember that birthday. So right now it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do with it? Let's walk it out. You're saying, well, it's important, so
mm-hmm.
the next one, yes, it is. Is there a deadline to work towards? No, there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But if there isn't, then set a realistic deadline to make it a smarter goal.
Mm-hmm.
So then at this point, now we have an opportunity on task B
mm-hmm.
to go 2 weeks ahead of time, maybe 3 days before the birthday,
mm-hmm.
put in what's important to us and
mm-hmm.
what we need to do so that we can make sure that we get it done then. Now
mm-hmm.
what? Is it off that list?
Yes.
Absolutely it is. It may come back to you as an action thing, but it's 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Well, let's take something a little more focused as it relates to another example of trying to weave through these tasks. I'm thinking about some of our members and some of the things they're doing. So let's think about members in my, here's a good example. I have in my days until, okay? In days until, we have a number of people with some priorities or
mm-hmm.
some tasks or some goals. Really, these are projects in their life. I have one, Delicia. Here's Miss Delicia. I want to introduce her to you. If you're watching us via video, you've just seen Delicia. And Delicia is writing a book, and I think she's pretty close to finishing that book. But if she isn't, where do you think that book might be on her? If she really wants to achieve this goal 3 days from now, where might that book or anything pertaining to it, whether it's getting it edited, whether it's finishing a chapter as a task, where might these tasks be in her, kind of in her sphere?
It should be on her A if the book is due 3 days from now.
Do you see what I'm saying, ladies? But let's go back to, my dear friend Deborah Collins, and I want to encourage you to listen to the show on the Word FM or wordfm.org.
100.7 on your radio dial. It is the word.org.
Yeah, the word.org. I think it's the wordfm.org. You can listen to that if you're listening to this program today. You can listen to it at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on today. She and I will be talking about Woman Act Now and Just Two Girls Talking. So here is Ms. Deborah Collins. I was in the office with her when we were doing our interview, and she mentioned, I want to finish your book. You know, I'm writing my book. And she said, I want to finish it. I said, you do. 276 days from now, she should have a finished book. But here's the issue. Where might that be on her priority list?
B.
It might be a B right now or a C, because it might be so far in the future that it's not something she's attending to right now until she starts to feel the pressure, or she can prioritize some of the things in her life to start to delegate the time to that, to put the time aside. Because a C task asks that question, is the task routine? Does the task help you work more efficiently? Is the task necessary? Well, the task in her case is necessary, so guess what? She can schedule the time for a future execution day.
That's good.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some things that I have to do today that I've got to execute on and determine whether they're A, B, or C priorities. So I hope some of those examples really have been helpful to you. We want to talk about now your type C task. And we talked about a type C task. Those are tasks that are neither important or urgent, but may be routine. Or could be something that you want to do in the future, that you want on your, just like I talked about Deborah, 276 days from now, she set a goal for herself to finish a book, okay? With that book being out so far, it feels like it's so many days until, that you still want it on your radar, but it may not be important or urgent immediately. So it's something that you can set for a future execution date. Or you need to delegate it or discard it because it's not urgent or important and it's not routine. So I hope that has been very helpful to you, because if you are in any doubt about how to categorize a specific task, consider it a C task, discard it or even delegate it, or maybe plan a future execution time. Because the whole idea of clearing out that task list, Shauna, is so that we won't feel so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, certainly with myself, is we'll go back to our dump list, is where we dump everything on a list, we dump all the ideas and thoughts that we have and start weaving through those. But I think what gets us is we get so caught up in our short-term planning.
Yes.
And short-term planning is really, could be 90 days or anything under a year. Or if you only plan on a yearly basis, then you might do short-term planning for 90 days and your long-term might be your year basis.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe what's really challenging to me and to many others, and you certainly could attest to it, is the fact that we've got all these ideas, but how do we really execute them in a time frame?
Mm-hmm.
Like in January, being able to guesstimate that I really can't get to this project and start putting it on our calendar to begin to execute it in March or May, even though it's something we want to accomplish in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we realistically do that? And I believe that's a part of these prioritizing, not only our tasks, but we need to prioritize our projects and say, you know what, it's really going to take me realistically 90 days to get this website up and moving. And so in 0 to 90, it's not like I can just say I'm going to do it, but if I've got 6 projects in 0 to 90, something is going to have to move to the next quarter or even the third quarter or the fourth quarter. So we've got to also be able to take the same principle and use it to prioritize the projects in our life as well. So I want to talk a little bit about balancing those daily tasks, because this is kind of looking at your tasks in general. And basically what we've done, we had a master task list. We want you to go through each one of those tasks, sort them, and this is the way you can do it. Go through them, take a new sheet of paper. Every task that you believe is an A task, put that on that sheet of paper. Go through them again. Every task you believe is a B task, put that on another sheet of paper. Go through them again. Every task that you think is a C task, put it on a third sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's going to help you sort. Now, when it comes to planning your day, now we've got to balance the A's, the B's, and the C's. So when you think about if you had these three sheets of paper, and I know it may seem like it's a lot, but at the end of the day, you may only have six things on your task list, and three are A tasks, two are B tasks, and one is a C task for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. You're not doing everything at one time. You might have these sorted so that you can begin to manage them through your daily routine. So now when we think about which one of these would you think should take up the most amount of your time, A's, B's, or C's?
B's.
B's. That's an excellent answer, and I hope you were thinking the same thing. Because if you're spending all of your time on urgent and important things in life, guess what? You're probably not going to get much done in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because urgent and important things are reactive. You're responding to things. You're responding to immediate needs. And that's oftentimes we have more A-task-related items in our lives because we've allowed procrastination. We've allowed delaying to move those things into an A position rather than handling them in a B position, like I talked about when we talked about previously in our other segment about that example of that birthday. You know it's 2 weeks from now. Don't wait till the day before, which I always do when it's my mom, my daddy, anybody. You know, their birthdays come the same time every year. And then I think, I wake up in the morning and say, oh, my God, today's my mom's birthday. Like I didn't know that. You know, 69 years, or at least 60 for me when I finally realized it at the age of 8 or 9 or something, you know. But again, how much is it going to take? It takes understanding to then begin to organize. Because on that call we had with our conversations with Coach on Tuesday, everybody had the same feeling of being so overwhelmed when we talk about these tasks. And ultimately, we're putting ourselves in this position because we don't pay attention. We're not making these decisions ahead of time. So, yes, the most important thing that we should be doing are our B tasks if we planned properly. Okay? And, yes, life will happen. Things are going to occur. Family members will pass on. You'll have interruptions. You'll have a client who needs something now. You may have a child or something who has a challenge. You might have to go to school. You have to change and deal with life. But at the same time, that should not be occurring every single day of your life. Okay? So we should be working on those B tasks. So when you think about the mixture of your day, and again, I want to encourage you to go to Woman Act Now, our member area, womanactnow.com, our member area, and you can download this even as we're talking, because we're talking about some of the material that we already have available to you to follow along with so that you can be more informed, more empowered, and more equipped to be a better planner as it relates to setting and prioritizing these tasks in your life. So in planning your day, any working day should include a mixture of A, B, and C. Shauna, do you see why I just said, I know it might seem like an extra step of work, but it will certainly make it much more clearer to you what are A tasks, what are B tasks, and what are C tasks. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Is that putting them on three separate sheets of paper, the reason for that is that your day should have a balance of all three of those, okay? Both your A, your B, and your C tasks. Plan a selection of tasks that you can realistically achieve in one day while making sure that your working day does not stretch 20 hours.
Oh, that's good.
And that's why I said you'll have to, if you start to realize that you have 10 A's, 2 B's, 1 C, then you need to reevaluate that. Because you won't be able to get it done. You're going to fail over and over again. That's when we may have to go back to somebody and start asking about what?
Asking questions.
What would you, what,
what level of priority.
Why? Because now I have a conflict. Those A's are creating conflict. When you see you've got a long list of A's and two B's and a C, you got some conflict, and it's telling you I need to go back and what? Get some clarification about this task. Who asked me to do this?
Mm-hmm.
When do they want it? Why did they want it? How important is it? Is it urgent?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's entirely too much for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not balanced. And you cannot operate at that level on a consistent basis all the time. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be just off kilter. You're going to be out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you've got too many what? A tasks in your life. And then you want to say, well, I'm a type A personality. Yeah, you can be a type A personality and still have balance in your workload. And that's what
mm-hmm.
we're talking about right now. So we want to encourage you to spread the three types of tasks throughout your day rather than working in sequence through all the task A's followed by task B's and so on. So what we're going to do is show you, or I'm going to share with you, basically how you want to maybe find a little bit of balance in your life when we're talking about placing tasks. So now we've separated the three tasks. We
mm-hmm.
identified which ones we're going to do today, a little bit of A, a little bit of B, and a little bit of C. So this way you can intersperse blocks of intense concentration, which are required, by the way, for your A task, your B task, and your C task. They have different requirement levels. So we want to try to accomplish our most difficult task at our peak production time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, if you work on a consistent basis and you work from 8 to 5, whether you do it for someone else or you do it for yourself, if your day starts early and you have specific things that you have to do, then we have to begin to focus on the harder things first. You've heard
mm-hmm.
Brian Tracy wrote a book called Eat That Frog. Some of those ugly frogs are type A's. They require a lot of concentration. They require time being set aside for you to be able to accomplish it. So we want to attack those A tasks when you have the most energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be a night person and say, you know what? I really focus well at night. You know, everybody goes to sleep. But that might be your routine. But that may be a peak period in your life. But one of the only ways that you can really define that and determine that
mm-hmm.
is you need a little notebook to carry around with you. Are you serious about this, by the way? That's the
mm-hmm.
question. If you are serious about finding your highest productivity time,
mm-hmm.
then what you want to do is start. Just take a couple of days where you track your work behavior, what you do, and,
mm-hmm.
and how you're going to do that. If you come in the morning and you really, really bright, you're energetic, you seem to be able to have the energy to get a lot of things done, and keep a track of all those things that you've done. So write a list of the things you need to do, keep track of it, and then at lunchtime, after you eat, take note of how you're behaving. Are you losing focus?
Mm-hmm.
You're losing concentration? You keep getting sidetracked? You keep going to the water fountain,
mm-hmm.
having a conversation? You find it somebody else to distract? What's your work pattern?
Mm-hmm.
So when you figure that out, and I'm telling you, oftentimes you don't have to because most of us work in a very similar fashion. When we work from, you know, like 8 to 5 or 8 to 6 during the day, there's a very similar pattern. So I'm going to give you a pattern that most of us work on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can do your own by taking track of your productivity time. So I want to just make sure that we are on target with our time. And I think we have just a few more minutes of our show. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on Woman Act Now Radio. Our topic today is working on priorities.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this entire month in our Woman Act Now organization about Get Optimistic About Living Sister, and that is an acronym for goals. We've been setting goals so that we have an optimistic outlook about where we're going in life. We're putting our GPS, our goal positioning system, together throughout this month. And so you've been listening to us talk about working on priorities, prioritizing your tasks. Now we're talking about balancing your daily tasks. And I want to share with you the way most people respond. Okay, so during the morning peak period, that occurs for most people at around 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Hmm.
Okay, make a note from 11 to 1. and this is the best time for a task. And that was, remember, that's eat that frog, eat the ugly pieces of thing. Now, your life may be different, but for most people, between 11 a.m. and 1, that is your peak concentration time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you arrive at work at 8 o'clock in the morning, your peak time could be between 8 and 11. So, like I said, for most, if you want to be more accurate, you want to check your productivity patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after lunch, the best time is C task. Okay, you know why? You're unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating. You've eaten. Your body is now really working hard. It's taking your blood to digest them. I mean, everything that mm-hmm. went from the head down to the digestive system, all mm-hmm. of your focus. So, and that's very natural. So you want to do those things that are task C, which are your routine,
mm-hmm.
non-urgent, non-important tasks. And why is that? Because if it's routine, guess what? You've probably done it before. It's probably a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably something you don't need any intense concentration for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll set a little bit of time between after lunch, if it's 1 or 2 o'clock, for
mm-hmm.
a couple of hours, just to work on the routine things that you have to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you're going to have just that extra habitual behavior. A habit is doing something without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you can be effective at doing those things without thinking and
yeah.
needing that brain, the best time for you to do it is after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then in the afternoon, we have a peak period, which occurs for most people around 4 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right before you're leaving work, like 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours before you're leaving work, or 1 to 2 hours after you've eaten lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a peak time because now the digestive system has worked through some of that. You're not feeling so sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the carbohydrates you've eaten have now converted
mm-hmm.
into energy or something along that, so that now you can move forward. And you know what? One of the things in being able to accomplish all of this is certainly we have to deal with our diet. So in a couple
mm-hmm.
of months, we're definitely going to have an entire month on fitness and health to help you to become more conscious, because you have to be healthy, you have to eat well, you have to exercise
mm-hmm.
so that you can be at your fullest potential in order to accomplish your dreams. So we won't leave that out this year,
because
mm-hmm. you've got to be able to handle that area. So it's going to be woman, get fit. You know what I'm saying? Woman, get fit. So we've got experts within our organization that we'll be interviewing on the show for that health and fitness piece to teach us how to eat better, things that would help us during the lunch hour, what we could eat that could still really revitalize
mm-hmm.
our energy rather than sucking it all out. So that's a big part of your ability to accomplish your dreams. So again, between 4 and 5 or 1 to 2 hours after your lunch or 1 to 2 hours before you leave for the day, it's important that you also schedule some time. It is the best time for you to perform your B task. So we want to encourage you that in one working day, guess what? Your A task, you should try to complete a few of these urgent and difficult tasks each day.
Mm-hmm.
They should not take up all of your time. If they're taking up your time, guess what, honey? You're probably on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
B task. These account for the majority of your workday and should take up most of the day. And you know why they take up most of the day? And you'd be surprised if we really learned how to use our Action Day planners. If you can't find that in your local Staples area, you'll need to go to actionday.com to get on board with the Do It Girl calls, with your ability to stay tuned with what we're talking about and being able to plan your days, plan your projects, being able to execute on these tasks. And get it in your bucket for the week. But if you'll think about those B tasks, which should make up most of your days, your calendars, weeks going forward, should be full of B tasks. Those are those tasks that aren't urgent right now, but they are important. And then the part on the flow chart actually leads you to the place that if you don't have a deadline to create a smarter goal, that is that to create that task, make sure that it's specific, it's measurable, that it's achievable, that it's results and time-oriented, that you also experience, you're enthusiastic about it, and also you build in a reward for yourself. That's something we talked
mm-hmm.
about earlier in the show. So guess what, ladies? If you do that, you know, weeks ahead, you're already full of B tasks, and then you start to insert those A and C tasks. So then your C tasks, these are non-urgent tasks that should be done when time allows.
Mm-hmm.
Either you want to do them, they're routine, or they are not necessary, they're not going to improve your efficiency. If they don't, then you need to discard them. So you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on Woman Act Now Radio. Our topic today has been working on priorities all week long. We've talked about it. We want to encourage you to become a member of Woman Act Now. And if you're enjoying this show, we want you to mark us as a favorite. Let us be one of your favorites, and you'll get those updates when we're coming on the air. But we air every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Consider joining the organization and being encouraged to execute on your dreams and visions. You're really missing out if you're not a part of it. We have several different membership levels from $9.99 to $79.99. And they're going to help you depending on if you want a self-directed program or you want a more hands-on coaching experience. Woman Act Now provides affordable coaching for every woman. So we invite you to join us, become a member, and you may be so inspired that you want to start your own Woman Act Now chapter in your neck of the woods. So we hope that you've enjoyed this show today, and we look forward to hearing from you. Please send us a comment or email via our show page, or if you're a member of Woman Act Now, please let us know how you enjoyed this show today. So we need to hear from you. We love your feedback. And so God bless, and we'll talk to you real soon. So woman, act now.
For listening to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on working on priorities. We want to encourage you to visit the website at www.womanactnow.com. Please also visit our documentation area to find more information about priorities. We want to encourage you to visit the e-business seminars. This is located in our member area and is a benefit to every membership level to help you really run a successful business, to help you grow, manage, and operate your business. We have seminars self-paced on starting your business, such as conducting a market analysis, developing a business plan, targeting your market, maintaining an agile company, creating a strategic plan, analyzing your competition, creating a competitive advantage, pricing your products and services, determining your company's legal structure, protecting your business with patents, copyrights, and trademarks. So we want to encourage you, if you have any questions regarding any of these areas as it relates to starting your business, you have these tools right at your fingertips. In addition to that, you need help managing your finances in your business, like preparing a balance sheet, managing your cash flow, running a profitable company, creating a profit and loss statement, analyzing your financial ratios, assessing your company's financial needs, partners and investors, and valuing your business. Ladies, these tools are all available to you right at womanactnow.com in our member area. In addition to that, most of us always need help marketing our business, like personalization strategies to attract and retain customers, identifying your sales strategy, building your brand, or promoting your business, or advertising your business. Also, you need help with a small business plan sample. We also have that available as well. So, ladies, be encouraged today as you work out your priorities in achieving your goals and objectives. You've been listening to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on working on priorities. Hey, and guess what? Share it with a friend. Let them be blessed too, and tell them about your experience at Woman Act Now.